Atif, not only do you outline what your comedy is going to be about, but you've also outlined that, you know, this is very, very important. Is I personally think it's a disease nowadays. Like, a lot of people talk about the Deen without any knowledge, and they call them, you know, proclaim themselves to have knowledge of the Deen, when we've also got, you know, rightly guided scholars nowadays who have actually spent 15, 20 years of their life learning the Deen the correct way, and nobody goes to them, and they hear a few words from certain people and think they know the Deen better than the scholars who've actually studied the Deen. What do you think of that?
You're right, bro. This happens a lot, right? And, you know, I used to worry about this because, you know, there was a time in my life where I wasn't a practicing, you know, I was Muslim, but I didn't practice it in the way that I do now. You know, I didn't engage with my faith as much as I do now. And I always worried about those Muslims. I was like, look at that guy, he's not doing his namaz, or look at that guy, look at, he hangs around with these people and he does this. I always worried about those people. And, you know, I hate the idea of other people feeling like that about me. Like, if there's brothers out there or sisters out there that don't practice, I don't want them to feel like they can't talk to me, or I'm going to be judging them, or I'm going to be ashamed of them, because I'm not. You know, everybody has their own path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody has their own path. It's not for me to start telling people, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that, why are you doing this, and judging people. You know, I don't want to judge anybody. You know, judgment is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If people ask me for guidance, I'll give them the best possible guidance I can. But I'm not a preacher, I'm not a scholar. I can just tell you what I know, and I can try and show you my, show you what my routine is and everything else like that. I'm an entertainer, bro. I get on stage and I perform. That's what my job is. That's what I'm good at. That's all I can do. Get on stage, perform. Get on TV, perform. You know, go in a TV series and act. These are the things that I can do. But in my life, I don't ever want to be in a situation where I judge somebody. There's too much of that in our culture. There's too much of that in our community in Britain, where people are so quick to judge others without having a good look at themselves. Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's nowadays you see all these videos flying about on YouTube and people accusing of others of XYZ when they don't even know the person, or they've never actually spoken to the person to get their views. So it's a very, very important point you made there, that nowadays these things are happening, that people are prejudging people without even knowing them.
So that is a cause of concern,
and we need to, you know, break down those bridges and bring people closer together.
I agree, but you gotta focus on yourself. You know, focus on yourself, how you are going to make yourself a better person, a better Muslim. You know, this is what is on us as people, right? Everybody else, they have their own path. If they ask you for guidance, give it to them. If the opportunity presents itself to help somebody, help them. Don't do it with a sinister heart. Don't do it with mean thoughts in your mind. Don't think negatively. You know, faith is what you bring to it, and our faith is beautiful. Let it be beautiful. Let it take the positive of our faith and put and project that to people. Don't put the negative out there. That's just me on a personal tip, bro. I know I'm going all like heavy on this, and I'm supposed to be your stand-up
comedian. I agree with you. It's good to have somebody who actually speaks so honestly and frankly, and unfortunately many people don't, because they like 50-50, so they just try to be diplomatic rather than speak the truth. And that's what a deen teaches us, you know, speak the truth, even if it's detrimental to your own self. So Alhamdulillah, I appreciate you being so open and honest, even especially on live radio around the world. We've only got 84 countries listening in right now, so it's not many.
Let's talk about my show.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah. And let's move on to your other passion, cricket, because not many people know that you're into cricket, and you've also done a cricket commentary live on Tune In and also on TV as well.
Yeah, and I've done a bit of cricket commentary in my time. I had a chance to do some BBC Five Live stuff as well recently, which was good fun. But yeah, I love cricket. You know, I kind of grew up, my father played a lot of cricket himself, so did my brother, so does my nephew now. So it's been in our kind of in our blood, the cricket, and you know, we watch it intensely, like anybody, anything, you know, like if there's three kids playing on the street, we'll watch them play cricket and commentate and critique. You know, we love that. And you know, obviously it's been a bit I've been a Pakistan fan my whole life, so it's a little bit disappointing watching the way they play at the moment. They're not, but this,
well, don't think, get me started.
Yeah, bro, in my opinion, this is the weakest Pakistan's ever been as a international cricket
team. I agree
with you. But like, you know, that's fine. I don't care that they're losing. It hurts, but that's fine. I'm always going to support them. I'm always going to be a fan. And, you know, I think especially in Pakistan, people get a little bit upset and angry about their team, and they start getting very critical, and sometimes they get kind of personal. And I know I'm not that kind of person. I understand it's a game at the end of the day. There's going to be times where you win, there's going to be times where you lose, and sometimes you lose in a disappointing way, and it's disappointing for your fans. But ultimately, it is a sport. Let's not get personal. You know, I saw some really, really mean things. And it's not specific to Pakistan. It's even Indians. Like, I mean, I was watching, I don't know if you caught that amazing game between the India and the West Indies in the semi-final.
Oh, I did, yeah, I watched the game, yes.
And, like, so I was on Twitter afterwards, and my God, like, they get angry, bro. They get so angry. The
they take it
fans.
Personally, because obviously in India, there is like Pakistan, is like, you know, cricket is the be-all, end-all, and that's it, nothing else. Like,
well,
obviously,
like
Dean's more important, your family's more important,
like,
but to them.
That's it, there's 56 channels talking about the game and with their post-match reviews and all these ex-cricketers that are on there saying, this shouldn't be happening, this guy shouldn't be in the team, this guy's a bad influence, this guy's an idiot, this guy's too many samosas, this guy's a vegetarian, this guy's vegan, why is he in the team? You know, they've all got their opinions, and, like, it's fine, have your opinion, but personally, for me, I just think, you know, just take a step back a little bit, especially the Indians, they've done so well. The Indians have a great team, and, you know, they've built this team over time, they've got great gravitas in world cricket, they've got very likeable people in team. I think Mahendra Singh Dhoni, what a statesman that guy is for India, and obviously Virat Kohli, probably the world's best batsman on form right now. So, you know, they've got great, they've got greatness in their team. Let it be great, and you know, let's not put these people in situations where they can't be great anymore. And Pakistanis, obviously, I don't know, I think it's a lot to ask for Pakistanis to chill a little bit.
I know, it's a lot of bad blood going around. You had Waqar Yunus coming out with his report, and then you had Intikhab Alam coming out with his report, and then you had Shahid Afridi today saying, oh, okay, I'm giving giving up the captaincy, but I'm not going to retire from internationals. I'm thinking, alhamdulillah, he's been a very good servant to Pakistan cricket. He should have gone a couple of years ago.
I don't know, bro. I mean, in my opinion, if it's on him, nobody can force him to retire. If he feels good and he feels like he has something to contribute, he doesn't have to retire. And it's for nobody else to tell him to retire. The selection committee can decide that, you know what, right now he's not the best fit, or they can say to him, look, we don't want to pick you right now. Go back to domestic cricket or go play in some T20 league around the world, and we'll monitor your form and decide whether or not to bring you in. But you can't say to him, retire. You know, that's on him. That's his personal choice. If he's feeling fit, if he's feeling healthy, if he's feeling he's got a passion for the game, you can't tell the brother to retire. It's on him. It's completely and totally his decision. What you can do as a selection panel, and maybe that's the process that needs a bit of work, but as a selection panel, you can decide that, look, we need him to demonstrate his, you know, and it's a difficult thing sometimes with a player like Shahid Afridi. He's almost got tenure in the Pakistan team. You know, he's been there from years, you know, he's been there for such a long time. He's the most senior player. You go to Pakistan, you look at any billboard, it's got Shahid Afridi's picture on it. He's a huge box office name. So sometimes it's a little bit difficult to have that conversation where you have to say, look, Shahid bhai, we need you to go prove yourself for a few weeks.
Alhamdulillah, I think I was just about to update our listeners on what's happening in the cricket, and maybe you might not want to listen for the next 10 seconds. So currently, England are 110 for 5, and they've just lost their fifth wicket, and we're into the 14th over. So not looking good for England at the moment. We'll touch upon that in a minute. And you were finishing off your point about Shahid Afridi, and he saying that he doesn't want to retire at the moment. And you had a view to finish on that one.
Yeah, bro. So just in a nutshell, yeah, I don't think I think he should retire when he wants to retire. But that doesn't mean they have to keep playing him. That's, you know, if they don't want to play him, he shouldn't have to retire. They should, the selectors should, you know, have the courage to ask him for what they want, which is better form, go out there, perform, practice, demonstrate your skill set, get back into a good run of form and earn your place in the team if they think he doesn't deserve it already.
I understand. Like I said, this story is going to rumble on. And let's move on to the final. And currently, Atif, you might want to look away or switch off the radio for a second. It's England are 110 for 5 in 13.4 overs. And,
6, bro. They just lost to 6.
And Moin Ali's just come into bat now. So your view so far.
Moin Ali just got out, bro.
Who, Moin Ali?
Yeah, just got out.
Okay. You're ahead of me already.
Yeah, no. I've got the big... My whole family sitting watching the game in the next room. And I can see them jumping up and jumping down. There's some split allegiances in the house. But, you know, as I say, I've always been a fan of Pakistani cricket. My nephew, who's now third generation British, he supports England. So he's very much, he's got his England shirt on. He's very much into this England game with the England team and all that stuff. So, but I still think they've got four or five overs left. I think if they squeeze out 10 and over, 160, we've got a game on.
I've just catched up with you and I've just seen the delivery. He got strangled down the leg side and he's got out for a duck second ball. So it's not good for Moin Ali. Let's just hope he, inshallah, can do it with the ball. Yeah, you're going to say, so you're like me.